Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors St. Peter Damian. He was an 11th century bishop. Pope Leo XII declared him a doctor of the Church in 1823. He was a promoter of religious life. And today, the day before Ash Wednesday, Shrove Tuesday, Venerable Pope Pius XII granted that the Feast of the Holy Face of Jesus be observed on Shrove Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday. He fulfilled the desire of our Lord that His sorrowful holy face be contemplated in reparation for our sins. And so we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of this Eucharist, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience, looking back on the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we may so follow the teaching and example of the Bishop St. Peter Damian, that putting nothing before Christ and always ardent in the service of your Church, we may be led to the joys of eternal light. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Sirach. My son, when you come to serve the Lord, stand in justice and fear. Prepare yourself for trials. Be sincere of heart and steadfast. Incline your ear and receive the word of understanding, undisturbed in time of adversity. Wait on God with patience. Cling to Him. Forsake Him not. Thus will you be wise in all your ways. Accept whatever befalls you. When sorrowful, be steadfast, and in crushing misfortune, be patient. For in fire, gold and silver are tested, and worthy people in the crucible of humiliation. Trust God, and God will help you. Trust in Him, and He will direct your way. Keep His fear and grow old therein. You who fear the Lord, wait for His mercy. Turn not away, lest you fall. You who fear the Lord, trust Him, and your reward will not be lost. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for lasting joy and mercy. You who fear the Lord, love Him, and your hearts will be enlightened. Study the generations long past and understand. Has anyone hoped in the Lord and been disappointed? Has anyone persevered in His commandments and been forsaken? Has anyone called upon Him and been rebuffed? Compassionate and merciful is the Lord. He forgives sins. He saves in time of trouble. And He is a protector to all who seek Him in truth. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
Commit your life to the Lord, and He will help you. Commit your life to the Lord, and He will help you. Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord, and He will grant you your heart's requests. Commit your life to the Lord, and He will help you. The Lord watches over the lives of the wholehearted. Their inheritance lasts forever. They are not put to shame in an evil time. In days of famine, they have plenty. Commit your life to the Lord, and He will help you. Turn from evil and do good, that you may abide forever. For the Lord loves what is right and forsakes not His faithful ones. Commit your life to the Lord, and He will help you. The salvation of the just is from the Lord. He is their refuge in times of distress. And the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in Him. Commit your life to the Lord, and He will help you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and His disciples left from there, and they began a journey through Galilee. But He did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching His disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill Him. And 3 days after His death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question Jesus. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, He began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, He placed it in their midst, and putting His arms around the child, He said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in My name receives Me, and whoever receives Me receives not Me, but the One who sent Me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to You, Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes when we read the Gospels, we know that Jesus teaches. He at times needs to chastise even His own disciples. And we have a little bit of that in today's gospel. But I believe He's in a teaching mode. We're told that He's got the disciples, and presumably when the word disciples is used in today's gospel, it's meaning the 12, because He gathers the 12 together. And He asks them, "What were you discussing along the way as we traveled here?" And so they admitted that they were arguing among themselves, who is the greatest? And Jesus teaches the first lesson. He said, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. We want to be put on a pedestal. We got to get to the back of the line first. If we want to be considered greatest, get to the back of the line and work your way up. And then there's a second teaching. Because Jesus calls a child into their midst, and He says, unless you become like this little child, you will not really be able to in any way really receive Me. Because whoever receives one child such as this in My name receives Me. And whoever receives Me receives not Me, but the One who sent Me. Always referring to the Father. What is it about children that Jesus loves? I really believe that He loves the simplicity of their lives. You've got children, you've had children, you've got grandchildren, and you know that they're just beautiful creatures of God. Sometimes they're too trusting. Sometimes they are very simple in what it is they might even expect from someone. A parent's love really extends to that child, and the child hopefully really knows that. And I think that's what the cross, what Jesus is trying to get across. Love this little child. Be like a little child. Simple in so many ways. Trusting in so many ways. It's a teaching moment. It was a teaching moment for the 12. It's a teaching moment for us as well. Let us pray that we can be like Jesus asks, so that we have access to the Father and that we receive the Father through Jesus. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. For Pope Francis, that our Lord continues to give him strength and guide him as he leads the Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine, and that peace will prevail throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that all human life and religious freedom will be protected by those entrusted with political leadership, we pray to the Lord. For all the Church, especially individual apostolates and catechists who teach the faith, and all will be faithful to the magisterium in all of its teachings of Christ and the gospel, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in vocations to priesthood, religious life, to the diaconate, we pray for those who are discerning a vocation in the Church. For them, we pray to the Lord. We pray for those who have died, especially for the loved ones of those gathered here for Mass today, that they may rest in the peace of Christ. We pray for the soul of Bishop David O'Connell of Los Angeles, for his soul, for the souls of all who have died. We pray to the Lord. For the intentions of Val Monarch, and some thanksgiving for her 20 years of service to Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours. Those that we have just voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid, please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. For the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the sacrifice which we gladly present on this feast day of St. Peter Damian be pleasing to you, O God. For taught by him, we too give ourselves entirely to you in praise through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up your hearts, Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love. And that your saving mysteries might be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all that we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and the saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Peter Damian, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, now is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Through Christ, the teacher, O Lord, instruct those that you feed with Christ, the living bread, that on the feast day of Blessed Peter Damian, they may learn your truth and express it in works of charity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. We bow our heads. We ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. a prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Nancy now, listening in Los Angeles. Hi, Nancy.
I've been away from the church for about 50 years. My daughter's a fervent Catholic, and I just happened to come across your station 3 months ago. And I feel that I found a whole new world for myself, and soon I hope to go to confession. I can't tell
you fantastic.
What listening to you and Drew as well. You two have really brought me back to the church, and my daughter is so grateful, and she's amazed. In fact, she went to church yesterday. She brought back your bumper sticker and all kinds of information about your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I got your book, Pope Fiction, and it's an amazing book.
Thank you.
That's a book I needed
very
much. So I just want to tell you that without having found that station, I think I would still be in what you might say, limbo. And I just want to call to thank you, and I'm praying every day, and it's just changed my life completely.
That is beautiful, Nancy. Wow. And if you were away for 50 years?
Yes.
During that 50-year span, Nancy, sounds like you maybe fell away in your 30s. During that span of time, did you ever feel kind of nervous and worried and conscience bothering you,
yes,
but you didn't quite come back?
Yes, very much so.
And now that's all gone, right? Because now it's been replaced with peace.
Well, yes, I'm finding peace. I tell everyone about you. I'm trying to spread the word. So.
Thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.